It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Good to have you with us. Today, an important day for the Democratic presidential race. Six states holding primaries, including very important Michigan, where Bernie Sanders hoping to come back from his setback on Super Tuesday, even though he won the state with the most delegates, California. We'll talk about what the stakes are. That's coming up next hour on Air Talk. But first, as you might have heard last week, in fact, it was last Monday, the Hachette Book Group announced it would publish Woody Allen's autobiography, Apropos of Nothing. The CEO of Hachette said, we believe strongly there's a large audience that wants to hear the story of Woody Allen's life as told by Woody Allen himself. Well, turned out that many of the employees of that publishing company didn't want the book to come out. They staged a walkout in support of Ronan Farrow, the investigative reporter who is a prized author at Hachette Book Group. Ronan Farrow has written about his sister Dylan Farrow's account, alleging that she was molested at the age of 7 by her father, Woody Allen. The question is, was this a wise move on the part of Hachette to first agree to publish it? Was it a mistake for them, once agreeing to publish it, to bow to the pressure of their employees who were unhappy about that and to withdraw the publication of the book? Joining us to talk about that very issue is Allison Levine, who is an author of On the Edge, Leadership Lessons from Mount Everest and Other Extreme Environments. Her book was published by a division of Hachette. Thank you so much for joining us, Allison Levine. Why do you think it was a mistake for Hachette to take the book on in the first place?
I think it was a huge mistake, first of all, because they owe some loyalty to Ronan Farrow, who has been one of their most successful high-profile authors and whose book was so, so personal. I mean, his story of pursuing the Harvey Weinstein investigation and the expose he wrote and all the betrayal that he experienced around every corner. He was betrayed by NBC. He was betrayed by Lisa Bloom. He was betrayed by people who he thought were his friends. And he persevered and he risked everything, his career, his well-being. I mean, he was
okay.
We're
a little short on time. So you think out of loyalty to Ronan Farrow, they should have agreed not to do it. Now, my understanding is he was not told about this before the public announcement. Do you know anything about the timing of this?
Correct. He was not told about it until about a month before the book was due to be published. And Hachette and Grand Central had been working on this book, I would say, for probably at least a year. That's how long I worked on my book with them. And for no one in leadership to have thrown up a flag at all along the entire, you know, throughout the entire process along the way, somebody should have raised their hand and said, hang on, this may be a bad idea. If I had been in that room, I would have, you know, thrown up a red flag and probably also thrown up.
Is this as much a financial issue that because Farrow is a lucrative author for the book company that they should have been careful not to offend him, or the fact that this is a family matter for him, you think is what makes it that he should have essentially had veto over the book?
I don't think it has. I don't think it should have been tied to the money at all. I think that it is such a personal family matter to him that surely out of courtesy to Ronan Farrow and out of respect to him and out of loyalty to him and as his business partner, because as his publisher there, his business partner, they should have That should have just been a hard pass on Woody Allen's book. It should have been a hard pass from the beginning.
We're talking with Allison Levine. She's a mountaineer and speaker and author of the book On the Edge, Leadership Lessons from Mount Everest and Other Extreme Environments. Her book published by Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hachette. And you hear her criticism of the company for whom she's written agreeing in the first place to publish Woody Allen's book. Also joining us is Suzanne Nossel, who's chief executive officer of PEN America, the national organization of writers. She also has a book that's coming out in just a couple of months titled Dare to Speak, Defending Free Speech for All. Ms. Nossel, thank you for being with us. Do you think that Hachette made a mistake in canceling publication after first agreeing to publish the book?
Well, I think you got to separate the initial decision to publish the book, and I don't pass judgment on that. That's not my role to second guess an editorial decision. But I think once that decision has been made, there needs to be a very high bar when it comes to reversing that decision under fire. You know, and in this case, I think it was a bit of a perfect storm for the reasons that Allison set out and the fact that you had Ronan Farrow and Woody Allen being published by the same house and dealing with such a traumatic family rupture. But the outcome here, where there was an outpouring of protest internally within the company and outrage, and the company ended up reversing this decision and canceling the book, you know, in this case, maybe some special circumstances operated, but in general, it sets a worrying precedent. You know, the idea that if a book is controversial, if there are people who are upset, outraged, you know, ready to walk out away from their desk, that can bring a planned book to an end and cause editors to reverse their judgment. We want that to be very rare. That's a worrying situation. This case, you know, Woody Allen may not have many sympathizers, but the next time around, it could be somebody who, you know, voices a controversial opinion on a scientific matter or a health issue. And if they have their detractors who call it into question and they make enough noise, the publisher, you know, may decide really not to publish in the first place, you know, not wanting to foresee this sort of thing happening down the line. So as a profession organization, you know, that for us is the prime concern, really. What kind of precedent does this set, and how do we avoid a situation where publishers simply shy away from controversial books because they know the blowback will be so intense that they won't be able to withstand it?
One thing I found a little curious is there have been major publishers who have published memoirs from people who've committed terrible crimes for which they were actually convicted. In this case, you have an allegation from Woody Allen's daughter, two investigations. No charges were filed. I understand it's a very complex case and people claiming both sides of this. But there's certainly ambiguity around this that there aren't in some of the other controversial books involving crimes that were actually proven in court. So are you concerned, Suzanne Nossel, that this could set a precedent?
I am. And, you know, I don't think even proof in court should be the standard in terms of a book. I mean, we can learn something as a society from a book written by a convicted murderer or even a pedophile. You know, there may be some important insights. It may be about the nature of evil that we derive from a book like that. But if there are editors who exercise professional judgment and decide, look, this is a story worth telling, there's something to be gained here, there's a reason to put out this book, I don't think we want a kind of societal litmus test of, you know, is this person good or evil? There's so many, you know, highly regarded artists, authors throughout history who've had deeply checkered personal backgrounds. You know, Norman Mailer stabbed his wife. You know, would we have wished his publisher to cancel him?
I'd like to hear from AirTalk listeners what you think. We've heard Allison Levine, who's a published author by a division of Hachette Books, the company that originally agreed to publish, then said that they won't publish Woody Allen's autobiography. Her argument is that Ronan Farrow, there's a relationship between a publisher and an author, that that's an important thing. It needs to be nurtured and needs to be honored, and that Hachette did not honor that in their original decision to publish the book. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You've heard Suzanne Nossel of PEN America, her concerns about the message that this sends, but I'd like to hear from you what you think about the two decisions. The first one originally to publish, then the decision backtracking that no, Hachette wouldn't. 866-893-5722. Back in 1 minute. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We're talking about the decision that rocked the publishing world when Hachette announced 8 days ago they were going to publish an autobiography by Woody Allen. And then by Friday, after a walkout of Hachette employees in support of one of their big authors, Ronan Farrow, who was the son of Woody Allen, they then announced they would not be publishing the book after all. 866-893-KPECC. Also with a senior editor at the American Conservative, Rod Dreher. He's author of a piece, The Woody Allen Witch Hunt. Thank you for being with us. Your concerns briefly, because we have listener calls here, but briefly, your concerns about Hachette backing out.
Well, I thought it was disgraceful what Hachette did, and they're my publisher, a publisher of a book I wrote in 2013, Grand Central Edge. I think it's disgraceful for all the reasons Suzanne said earlier, but also because the impression that has been left by what they did on Friday is that they yielded to the protest of a mob of their own employees, who denounced the publisher publicly. I think probably they pulled the book in regret over having angered Ronan Farrow, one of their biggest authors. Nevertheless, the impression that they've left is that a mob, a woke mob, a progressive mob that has cultural politics on its side, gets a heckler's veto. Woody Allen's book is not a book for me. I don't like Woody Allen. But I really am worried about who the next victim is and where we draw the line.
What about, though, Alison Levine's point that the relationship between an author and a publisher is important, needs to be nurtured, and that Hachette, the real error was in them doing this when Ronan Farrow and all the challenges he faced in doing his reporting on Weinstein and Me Too and the like was left out of the loop?
Yeah, I think Alison is right about that. Given the particular circumstances of the fact that Ronan Farrow is one of their top authors, they should have been open with him about this. And the fact that they kept it concealed from him and everybody else for so long indicates that they knew that there was something dodgy going on here. But having made the decision to publish the book, they had a moral obligation to Woody Allen and, frankly, to their to his readers, to go ahead and stick with what they had announced.
Adam in West Hollywood, your opinion of Hachette's, both of their decisions.
Yes, I'm also a published author. I'm also a frequent contributor to the New York Times. I think that this is very dangerous for a writer, and it's very disconcerting. There's already such a protracted marketplace. To have the fear after you completed a work, after you've made a contract, all this time and energy put into something to lose it all, it is very daunting.
All right, Adam, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Let's talk with Eduardo in Santa Monica. Your opinion of Hachette.
Larry, where in the federal constitution or in the constitution of the state of New York does it state that presumption of innocence and due process are waived in cases of sexual misconduct? The decision by the Hachette employees, their demonstration, and Hachette's decision to not publish the book is punishing Woody Allen. But what is he being punished for? There has been no trial. Punishment without a trial is lynching.
Well, Eduardo, let me go back to Alison Levine on that, because, you know, he may get the book published somewhere else. My assumption is he's not in dire financial straits, that the advance on this is going to make or break him. So, yeah, whether it's fair or not to him, the issue you raise about due process and you know, whether he's guilty or innocent of sexual abuse of his daughter, for a publisher, they're making it on, you know, a variety of other points. Alison Levine, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, so I actually do agree with the with Rod and Suzanne that it's very dangerous to start, you know, letting this mob mentality rule and decide who they want to be, you know, who should have a book published and who shouldn't. I think Woody Allen has a right to publish his book. Alison Levine doesn't want Woody Allen. You know, Alison Levine personally doesn't want him to publish. Allison Levine, the American, says, "This is America. Anybody should be able to publish a book." I just think that Woody Allen should take his book elsewhere. I think take it to Simon & Schuster, take it to HarperCollins. But Hachette, out of loyalty to Ronan Farrow, should not be the publisher to be giving him a platform.
All right. And Allison, what about your thoughts as well about, again, sort of the moral issue of whether someone's been accused or convicted of crime? Do you think that should enter into the decision making of a publisher, or are there other considerations, public interest or public education, that would supersede that issue?
So going back to, you know, this is America, First Amendment rights, you know, look, he has not been found guilty of a crime. I think he does have a right to tell his story, and he should be able to get his story out there. I'm not going to buy his book. I don't want to read it. You know, I'm with Rod. I don't like this guy. I think he is a sexual predator, but he, as an American, he has the right to have his story heard and to be the person to tell it in his words. But I just think it's a huge mistake for Hachette to be the publisher to do that. As the publisher, they've got to help him line up media. They've got to get him booked on television shows, on radio programs, and they've got to support him in his story. And I think Hachette really looks bad being the publisher that was
because
about to
Ronan
do that.
Farrow. Okay.
Yes, because of
all right. Chris in Woodland Hills, very briefly, your comment, sir.
Yes, I don't want Ronan Farrow deciding for me what I read. Woody Allen is a very literate man, and I would benefit tremendously by reading his story. The other stuff just is immaterial. He's been found not guilty, but I am being denied the benefit of reading his book because someone doesn't want me to read it.
And just to clarify, he was not prosecuted, so it's a little different than being found not guilty. But let me share some more listener comments here. Evolved Ape writes on the page, "Self-righteousness and censorship go hand in hand. The left undermines the very foundations of liberal democracies by making censorship and self-censorship the norm." One thing we should mention, though, you know, publishing company has the right to publish what it wants to or not. This isn't like the government censoring something. So Hachette is totally within its rights either to publish it or not to publish it. The issue is really, you know, what was the better move? What was the wiser thing? Was it to not agree to publish it in the first place, as Allison Levine says? Or should they, once they agreed to it, should they never have backed out because their employees walked out in support of author Ronan Farrow? Let me share another listener call here. Frank of America writes, "I disagree with the decision not to publish Woody Allen's book. Even Hitler's Mein Kampf is still in print. I understand it's a private company and the decision doesn't run afoul of any laws. However, this is overboard." Pippi writes on the page, "I never liked Woody Allen or his movies, but this decision to back out of publishing his book is wrong based on what their employees thought. If the employees don't like what Hachette is publishing, they can find other jobs. And if the public has a problem, they don't have to buy it." Well, I want to thank our guests for joining us and talking about the ongoing controversy from Hachette's decision about the Woody Allen autobiography. Allison Levine, Suzanne Nossel, and Rob Dreher joining us on Air Talk. Coming up, we'll talk about Super Tuesday, or I should say Big Tuesday, a week after Super.